Well, Ernie, I've sure enjoyed the tunes on the other side of this tape. And I wish I could put something on this side that would come anywhere near the quality of the stuff on the other side. But I can't. So I'm going to try to play a couple tunes that I've picked up around different places that maybe you haven't heard before. The first tune is one, maybe you have heard it. It's called Abe's Retreat. Now, I learned this from a guy who said he learned it from Emery Bailey, who's supposed to have lived down around Serbia, down, I guess, down the lower end of Braxton County. His name is Emery Bailey, and he's dead now. But anyway, the tune is called Abe's Retreat. I'll try to play it. Abe's Retreat. I know another retreat called Santa Ana's Retreat. I learned it from D. White Diller, who lives over in Pocahontas County. At least he did. I think he lives in Virginia now. It's called Santa Ana's Retreat, and I play it pretty slow, and the reason is that I was trying to, when he taught it to me, he made me play it slow. He said, now it's a retreat. He said, you always play retreat slow. Santa Ana's Retreat. Thank you. here's a good old tune. It's called The Kitchen Girls. And this tune comes from a man named Henry Reed, who is a really good fiddle player. But I've only heard tapes of him, never heard him play. He's died about 5 years ago, but fortunately, a couple people got some good tape recordings of him before he died, and so a lot of his tunes are being played around now by a few folks anyway. And this one's called The Kitchen Girls. Lee Triplett, who lives down here and down the other side of Wyden, between Wyden and Clay. I met a fiddler one time by the name of Doc White, who lived down around Ivydale, who was a really good old fiddler. He died a few years ago. Played a lot of good tunes, and played Shaking Down the Acorns, and just a whole bunch of real nice old tunes. And he played one called The Pretty Little Cat. Well, Lee Triplett took that tune, changed around a little, and made a tune called The Pretty Little Dog out of it. So here's The Pretty Little Dog that Lee Triplett plays.
Thank you.
I don't know if you ever went to any of those old-time music get-togethers they had down in Ivydale, down at the Morris Farm, Morris Brothers place down there. Oh, they had them about 4, 5, 6 years ago. They had about 4 of them in a row down there each year, each summer. Anyway, one year, an old man came over from Virginia. They brought him over by the name of John Hilt. He was a pretty good fiddler, and I've since learned that he's passed away about 2 years, probably longer than that. This has probably been 6 or 7 years ago that I saw him down there and got this tune. It's called Say Old Man, Can You Play the Fiddle? And I don't know if you know the tune or not, but the story goes with it, so they say, that, well, as the story goes, it was a country auction, and the auctioneer held up this fiddle for sale, an old beat-up fiddle, and nobody bid much money on it, you know, and he looked over at the side, and there's an old man sitting there, and he said, say, old man, can you play the fiddle? And, he said, yeah, he could play it just a little. And he took the fiddle and he played this tune on it. And of course, after that, everybody started bidding on the fiddle and it sold for a big price. But anyway, that's the way the story goes. And the tune's called Say Old Man, Can You Play the Fiddle? It's got a lot of parts to it. Thank you. back about 9 or 10 years ago. I was trying to get on to playing the fiddle a little bit, and I was just crazy about music. And me and my buddy, we saved up our money and got in my old car, and we just hit the road and went down through Virginia and North Carolina and just all over, just for a couple months. It was in the summertime, I guess. Just went to every fiddle convention and visited every musician we could find. Tried to learn tunes from them and whatnot. And I remember staying with a man down in Laurel Fork, Virginia, which is, I guess it's down near Hillsboro somewhere. His name was Taylor Kimball. And I learned some real nice tunes off of him, and one of them was this tune in the key of D called Ship in the Clouds. Played called Green Willis. Saying that you saw a man by the name of Johnson, John Johnson, play over at the fairgrounds there a couple years back. Well, I found out where Johnson lives. He lives over on Bug Ridge. And I went up to see him a couple times, and he's got an awful drinking problem. A couple times, once or twice I was there, and he couldn't fiddle at all. But a couple times he fiddled really good. And he's really a good fiddler. Really, really smooth. And it's a shame he's wasted all his talent. Just because he's got a problem with the old bottle. But anyway, I've learned a couple tunes off him, and I'll try to play one of them. One of them he plays is called, he calls it Halley's Comet. In the key of G, I'll try to play it. Here's one that comes from down in Kentucky, I believe. It's called The Ways of the World. Thank you. here's one that I learned off of Wilson Douglas down there, and lives down in Mesel and outside of Clay. He learned most all his tunes from French Carpenter, and he sure plays a lot of real good ones that he learned from old French. This one's called Brushy Run. I believe he learned this one off of French. Tunes you put on the other side of this tape for me. I just really like them. They're real good pieces. And hope someday I can play them halfway decent. It's getting pretty late. It's way past my bedtime, so I probably have room for about one more tune on this tape. So I'll put it on. And Ernie and Mabel, if you're there listening, it's I'm real proud to know good people like you all. And Ernie, you keep fiddling, and I hope I'll get up there to see you all soon. This tune's called Fine Times at Our House.